Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
It's The Buzz 24-7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Yeah, that's what's up.
I didn't know that.
Welcome Thursday for 24-7, everybody. Laura's got Cooking on a Budget coming up. It's going to be in the second half. We're expecting a call from Alan Tudyk. And when I say that, you go, who? Alan Tudyk was Steve the Pirate in Dodgeball. Is that bad? That's the first thing that jumps to my mind?
No, we all have different things. I'm loving his series on the Sci-Fi Network, Resident Alien.
We had him on when it first came on.
Yes, but yeah. He's Firefly, Serenity, iRobot, Star Wars.
At a Funeral is what I know him from.
I did not know. This is what I didn't
Tucker
know.
Tucker and Dale.
Yeah, I didn't know about him being the actual body movement guy for the main robot in iRobot.
Yes.
The lead robot. I didn't know that he... have to have actors act that out. You know?
Did they use his voice, too?
I don't know. He was in 28 Days. Great movie. Great movie. Also A Knight's Tale. He's always cool. He's always cool. And Resident Alien, new season just started on Sci-Fi.
I did not read the comic or it had anything to do with it. I saw the preview. I saw Alan was in it. I was sold on it. The cast is friggin' amazing.
Yeah.
From him all the way down to the kids. It's an amazing show.
Keep singing his praises. He's listening.
I'm telling you right now, Alan.
Okay.
I just want to let you know, Resident Alien is a big-time show at my house. I love it. From you right down to all the actresses and actresses on the show, it's a phenomenal show.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
Yeah, we got a great cast. It's fun. We're having fun making it.
When a phone call starts out like that, you're like, okay, all right. I mean, I got a friendly room here.
Yes, you do.
How are you, man?
I'm doing really good.
Good.
I'm doing better now. Yeah.
That's
the
great.
Last room, they were like, this guy's a piece of dog. He's a dogster.
We actually spoke. The last time we spoke, Alan, the show was just coming on, and you described it, and I've got friends, too, same thing, that sing the praises of the song. It's very smart. It's clever. It's funny. Obviously, they love you as well, so you got to love the reception the show is getting on Sci-Fi Network.
Yeah, and we just, for the first time, the first two seasons are on Netflix now.
Yes,
nice.
So we're starting to find a new audience there. We're number two. That Love is Blind. It's something about being blind and in love that is just so popular. But I don't know much about the show. I don't know if they're colorblind or if they're heart blind.
How is it, Alan, being like, so now with these platforms, right? It's going to be on forever. Like, there was a time when if you were on a show and it went off the air, you had a hard time finding it unless it came out on VHS or DVD, old school stuff. But now, it's on these platforms, and your work is available 24/7, almost everything you've ever done. That's kind of interesting from a, you know, the business changing the way it has, I would think, yeah?
Yeah, that is weird. I mean, because I do remember it back once the show was off. It was off, and you only talked about it, or pilots. Even you can see pilots of shows that didn't get made, that you can find them on YouTube now. Mm-hmm. It's great.
Yeah.
I guess that's a good thing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's nice. I like seeing shows when they come out, because we do, we're doing our new season on Sci-Fi. I like how they do it where it's every week. I'm still old school enough to like taking a week, even if it's a little annoying at first, like, I got to wait a week to see the next thing. But I like having that time to marinate about a show and talk about, you know, if it's good enough that you talk about what happened on the week before
I 100% agree with you. I don't want to, like, as much as I want to see it, I don't want it to be over. It's like a good book. I don't want it to be over too soon. Right. I want a relationship, you know what I mean, for a while. Go ahead, Scotty.
Alan, you get the big phone call. We want you to be involved in Star Wars. Was there any disappointment a little bit that it's your voice and not you?
No. It was because, okay, so I did K2SO in Rogue One,
yep.
And so he's a droid.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, there were only, really, there was C-3PO and the R2-D2, and then BB-8, and then me.
Yep.
So I was like, all right, that's a really cool club to be in.
Absolutely.
I also, it was motion capture, so I actually was there with all the actors so that we could improv and work together. So we went to Jordan. We flew to Jordan to do some stuff for the Jeddah shooting that. We were in the Maldives living on these boats for 2 weeks. One night a whale shark came and was just hanging around the boat, and I snorkeled with it till like 3 a.m. Like, there was amazing, amazing life stuff that was attached to it. Plus, Diego Luna's a badass and was a lot of fun, and there were so many cool people in that movie, Riz Ahmed, and so I had a blast. I had a blast. No regrets.
I love Rogue One too. Go ahead, Kelly. Question for Alan Tudyk.
Whether it's death or a funeral or anything you're in, your face is very expressive and very comedic. When did you first know that you had something with your face?
I remember when I first found the mirror. It was a young age.
It's just more expressive than most actors.
You know, all your years, have you ever been asked that question? When did you know you had something with your face? I don't.
It's amazing. It makes me laugh.
Yeah. That is the first time. That is the first time I've asked that question. I'm terrible at lying. That's how I knew I had something with my face. I can't, no matter what I'm thinking, the people around me, I see it reflected on their faces. Like, I see people react to my anger before I even say anything or have anger, or if I'm thinking something silly or ridiculous, people know it. Because my face sort of, it does what's ever inside.
I do that. I do that. I call it like having one in the chamber. Like if I have a wise guy comment coming up, you know it. You know it before it's coming. Scotty, that roadkill on our show, same thing. You know
you
when he's got a comment
face.
In the chamber, and here it comes. Get ready. This one's going to hurt. Bang. That's what he does. So I'm with you 100% right there. Go ahead, roadkill.
Alan, there you are in Resident Alien playing a human and an alien. Sometimes you got to do a scene where it's your face of the scene where it's the alien. How do you film that? I mean, do they do everything with, you know, the alien for the day and then switch over?
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I usually come in early to put on the rubber face.
Yep.
And it takes a couple hours, but there's some great people who do it, so it's actually a lot of fun. We listen to some good music, and then I do all the scenes with that, and then they're like, quick, they'll shoot another scene while I go and take all of that off, put on some other normal-looking makeup, and then come back in and get to work on the other scene.
Okay.
I always wonder, I didn't know until today, and I apologize for not knowing this, I didn't know that you were the actor that did the lead robot in iRobot opposite Will Smith. And I wonder when you see that movie as a finished product, right, and you see the magic of movie making, what's that like to be the person that acted it all out in the first place, to see that finished product?
Yeah, when I first saw that, because that was early motion capture, I have to say it was a little difficult, to be honest. It was a little difficult because I had seen it with me. I saw the edit with me in my green motion capture suit
right.
do it. And then They invited me over. You know, it was tough. They invited me over to the house, to the digital house, to watch the work that they were doing. And they would do these 15-second clips. And they're like, okay, all right, Alan has got his mouth is moving a little bit more on the left here. So I want to see the robot do the mouth a little bit more. And the eyebrow lifts there. So let's fix that. Great. And they're like, so, Alan, what do you think? We're following everything you did. And it's a little tricky because you can follow every motion, but where's the hope? Like the stuff, the one in the chamber that people see in your face, how do you describe that? Is it your eyelid twitching? Is it there's a brightness in your eyes? How do you capture that? So there's a lot of things, the way that we communicate with non-verbally, with just muscularly, that we read from one another as animals, that are really hard to translate into a digital copy. So it was a little tricky, but I thought
I mean, as great as it is to do the role, that there's that part. You acted in it. You acted. You brought emotion to it. And then it's got a different kind of thing. And, you know, I love that they mimic everything that you did. That's the art of it. But I was kind of anticipating an answer like that, because I'm like, I put myself in that situation and go, oh, where's me? I would be a little bummed, I guess. I don't know. But it's great. I didn't know it was you. Awesome, as usual. And I love everything you've done, from the comedies, you know, to the voice work that you've done as well. And big fans of Resident Alien. So we always appreciate having you on. I'm sorry about the when did you realize you had a face
question. No, a good question. A very
good face. That's hysterical. That's the best part of the day. That's great.
I love your stuff, Alan.
You should add it to your IMDb.
Right.
I've got a good face.
Great. That is awesome. You're the best, man.
I hope we talk to you, Alan, for a lot more seasons, because I'm really loving the show. It's fantastic.
There you go.
Thank you very much.
All right,
thank
Alan.
You. Great. I hope so too.
Thanks for being so kind. Thank you very much. Have a good day. He hung up.
That was great.
No, we were at the end. That was funny. When did you realize, well, you know,
it's
you had a
super,
but the way he does
face,
it, I know.
Super like, expressive.
Yes. No, I get what you're saying. Yeah. It's just a word, the question. I've done it a million times. I know exactly. Yeah, I get it.
Came off a little
that's
goofy.
Pretty funny. That's pretty funny. All right, it's time for Cooking on a Budget.
It's the Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
That guy, good guy. He was a good guy. Alan Tudyk. Ladies and gentlemen, all right, so it's time to save you some money, and the PA is out of order today. So we're going to get right to it. We're going to start saving you money. Laura's cooking on a budget, ladies and gentlemen. She goes to all these. She'll tell you what's on sale and what to do with it once you buy it on your grocery store stuff.
It's hard these days to get a good deal. But, Greg, food sale of the week. Go to Shaw's Tortillas. It's tortillas with, like, they spell it funny with a little exclamation point at the end. $1.97 a bag. They limit you to five. You
it's
need the
chips.
Just
it's not like tortillas. It's actual, like, chips.
Tortilla chips.
Yeah, they're delicious.
Tortilla chips. And they have a bunch of different flavors. Kelly, your beer sales of the week. Market Basket. You can get your 8-pack of Guinness for $12.99. You can get a 12-pack of Guinness or a Guinness Extra Stout Smittix or Killian's Irish Red, $13.99.
Good pronunciation on Smittix, by the way.
I love a Smittix. And Smutty Nose, Carlsberg, and Tuckerman, $14.99. So a lot of good sales on beer. Roadkill, Sweet of the Week. Head over to Shaw's. Your Brownies, your Brookies, and your Blondies, only $5. Kayla's Picky Food Sale of the Week. She can head over to Market Basket to get her Utz Potato Chips family size, 2 for $5.
That's a good.
Mm-hmm.
That's
now,
good.
Now we'll go to Hanford, where your sales end on Saturday. Drumsticks or thighs, 99 cents a pound. Boneless center cut pork chops, $1.99 a pound. Local Gulf of Maine all-natural Atlantic salmon, $8.99 a pound.
I think I'm shopping without the squeaky wheel or the wheel that's stuck. That's what this is.
Hannaford Mandarins, $3.99. 85% lean ground turkey, 2 for $6. Sugardale Shank Portion Ham, $1.49 a pound. Lamb Loin Chops, $6.99 a pound. And your St. Louis style pork ribs at Hannaford are $2.99 a pound. But just wait, because they get cheaper somewhere else. Now we'll head over to Aldi, where your sales begin on Wednesday. California Mandarins, $2.79 for your 3-pound bag. Pineapples, $1.69 each. Washington Pink Lady Apples, $2.89 for the 3-pound bag. Green Peppers, a 3-pack for only $1.99. Texas Grape Fruit 5-pound bag, Kelly, because mom likes her grapefruit. Yeah. Oh, these ones you'd have to fix, though. $3.99.
No, not too bad.
Seedless cucumbers, 95 cents each. Thin sliced chicken breast, $2.99 a pound. And St. Louis pork spare ribs, there are only $1.99 a pound. And your beef chuck roast, $5.29 a pound. Now we'll head over to Shaw's, where your sales start on Friday. The For You sale, where you need the app, you have your fresh ground sirloin or beef petite sirloin steak, $3.97 a pound, limit you to two. Your cod fillets, $8.97 a pound, limit you to two. Green seedless grapes, $1.77 a pound. Oscar Mayer bacon, $4.97. General Mills cereal, Betty Crocker fruit snacks, Nature Valley granola bars, only $1.77, limit you there to four. Keebler cookies, Utz potato chips or kettle chips, Bachmann snacks, tortillas, only $1.97 a bag. Cabot bar, shredded or sliced cheese, $1.97. And your Häagen-Dazs ice cream or bars, $2.47.
I like that cabbage cheese, Kelly.
Do you like the Häagen-Dazs ice cream? I do.
I'm more of a B&J guy. Okay. Häagen-Dazs is fine.
Good. Yep, it's fine.
Also, your Bud Light, Miller Lite, Coors Light 30 packs, $15.99 with the app for your $5 digital rebate. Other deals there at Shaw's, you have your cooked shrimp at $6.99 a pound, Progresso Soups, buy two, get two free, Fritos, Cheetos, Popcorners, and Sun Chips, plus your Frito-Lay baked snacks, only buy two, get two free. Coca-Cola 12 packs or 8-pack bottles, buy two, get two free. Signature Select Pizzas, $3.99. Refresh spring water 24 packs, $2.77. Your Entenmann's Little Bites, buy one, get one free. Roadkill for you, your Hostess bag donuts, the ones where I don't understand that chocolate film.
Yep.
$2 for $4. Great deal.
Nom, nom.
And your frozen food spectacular goes on all month long, the month of March in Shaw's. Market Basket, your sales start on Sunday. We have your haddock fillets, $7.99 a pound. Your seven bone chuck steak, $4.99 a pound. Corned beef brisket flat cut, $4.99 a pound. And your point cut, $2.99 a pound. A lot of the stores you will see your corned beef going on sale. Little Potato Co. Baby potatoes, $2 for $5. Your Cara Cara navel oranges, $3.99 for the 3-pound bag.
She's
your
on fire.
Entenmann's mini cakes, $2 for $7. Your Utz potato chips, like I said, family size, $2 for $5. Cheez-Its, $2 for $5. And they have, at Market Basket, their bakery, tons of St. Patrick's Day desserts and baked goods, from the Irish soda bread to your cakes, your pistachio muffins, Irish oatmeal, Tuscan bread, all on sale. And everything is up on my page, where you can just click the link to the flyer and check all those out. Your recipes for this week, we have your scallion pancake crisp. If you like scallion pancakes, this is a great alternative. So good. I made them over the weekend. And crab cakes. Fresh lump crab meat all mixed in together with a yum yum sauce on top. It was awesome.
I love all those.
Yeah.
Crab cakes and scallion pancakes. I did that
on Sunday. I missed cooking on our vacation.
Yeah.
So as soon as I came home on Sunday, I cooked for like 5 hours straight.
Yep. Well, there you go, everybody. Please do transcribe that. If you could write all that down maybe and send it back to me in an email, I'd greatly appreciate it.
I already did that for you.
Good. Oh, shoot. Okay.
I did it.
Well, enjoy the day, everybody. Nice job, Laura. And if you use that information, then Laura, thank you. All right, we will see you all tomorrow. Thanks for checking out the Buzz 24/7.
Get your home secured for less than $1 a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines, with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.